Hello there, and welcome to day 14 in the series on 30 Days to Better Relationships. We're now almost halfway through, so well done if you've been following all along. Hopefully this is resonating with you strongly and maybe giving you ideas on things you could be doing differently to strengthen your relationship. Remember, if you do have any questions along the way, feel free to reach out to us by email at info@soulmates.academy. So thus far, we've looked at how we can help manage the balance in our emotional bank accounts by minimizing unintentional withdrawals through practicing habit number 2. By being careful, not crushing in conflict situations, we can actually prevent things escalating out of hand. So let's pause a moment and reflect on why taking the time to build healthy emotional bank accounts is so important. Unsurprisingly, every time we have a moment or period of conflict, we make withdrawals on each other's emotional bank accounts. And the longer and more intense the conflict, the more withdrawals we make. Of course, the less careful and the more crushing we are with each other, the faster we drain our emotional bank accounts, and the more likely we are to run them into overdraft. So learning to apologize well and give and receive forgiveness, those are vital skills to stop the hemorrhaging from the emotional bank account and to start restoring the connection after the conflict. Taking the time to acknowledge the cost of that conflict process and doing something on purpose to restore the connection, that's vital to making sure understanding is increased. As the saying goes, if you don't learn the lesson, you'll have to repeat the class. And we don't want to do that, not with conflict. So often we can find ourselves repeating the same old arguments with the same old patterns of behavior and the same old outcomes. But learning how to anticipate and prepare for conflict, learning to genuinely resolve issues, caring for each other no matter how frustrated and angry we become so that we emerge stronger together, these are some of the best investments you can make in your relationship and in your life. So to summarize, restoring the connection after the battle requires that we learn the lessons, that we effectively follow up, that we learn how to forgive and forget, and that we learn to celebrate the successes that we've come through. We go through the detail of each of the elements in our Managing Conflict Effectively course. As ever, you can find out more on our 4habits.com website. Tomorrow, we'll be moving on to habit number 3 and explaining why developing the habit of asking rather than assuming is so vital to having a successful relationship. See you then!